place. Until then, we'll do this because we love you and we want to spend at least this time with you while we can. Here in a little bit, I'm going to be reading from the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. If you want to look with me there, and then we'll look at some other passages too before we're done. We live really, especially in these times, in a dark and chaotic world. And if you've just saw the news for today, you know that the news really wasn't great all over the nation and even locally. There's a lot of stuff going on down in Corpus Christi and cases of the virus in counties all around us. And while we seem to be clear here in Aransas County, as far as known cases go, we're paying attention and we're going to make decisions here as a church accordingly. But we've come to learn that unpleasant things happen to us in this life. We lose what we think we cannot live without. Pain comes to those we love, and we conclude there's no justice in the world as far as we can see. There is disease, tragedy, suffering. There is greed, hatred, dishonesty, immorality, unfairness, and death. Each of us is not only touched by the darkness that is all around us, we're not only touched by the chaos of this world. To our horror, we find that there is darkness that lives inside of us as well. There is darkness all around us. There is also darkness within us, and we are capable of great foolishness and evil. Here's the reality. We are not able to dispel the darkness within us or around us. And when it really comes down to it, we are not able to control the chaos that is swirling around us, and we're not able to completely control the chaos that swirls around within us either. Those who wrote the Bible struggled to find language to capture the reality of God's presence and activity, as well as the reality of evil and suffering. Those concepts of light and darkness became powerful biblical metaphors to describe what we experience in this life. And so darkness is often described in the Bible as evil or chaos. It's used to describe the unknown, those things that are hidden, or things like judgment and distress. And what the Bible tells us is while there is darkness in the world, there is also hope for those living in darkness. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 9, starting with verse 2. It says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." God's message to the prophet was this: the people walking in darkness, living in the shadow of death, would see light. In the book of Genesis, God's first words as recorded in the Bible were, "Let there be light." And we're told that before that, the world was chaos and darkness. It was formless and void. We're told that God spoke and light dawned. God brought order to the chaos and He called it good. He separated the light from the darkness, and both now serve His divine purpose. Here in Isaiah, God promises to do that again for His people. Where there is darkness, where there is chaos, He would speak and bring forth light. He would free people from their slavery, from oppression, from war and deprivation, and they would again rejoice like people experiencing the harvest. Then Isaiah tells them to watch for the light, a great light that will dawn over them. You realize that light is more powerful than darkness, and that light gives life. Think about how the sun sends its energy to earth, and all of the plants through this process that called photosynthesis turn that light into fuel for their own growth. They mature, they reproduce, and then animals come along and eat those plants and use the fuel from the sun, from the plants, for their own life. And then people come along and also eat the plants, and they eat the animals that ate the plants, and we consume the sun's energy for our own fuel. All of life looks forward to the dawn of each new day, because the rising of the sun means that that cycle starts all over again. Light energy is absorbed. There is growth. There is maturation. There is reproduction. Life goes on. And God says that a great light is going to dawn in the darkness and chaos of this world, and then everything will change. So how will that light come to us? Well, in the text, it says in the form of a child. A son will be born. Unexpected. We are in darkness, and God sends a baby, a child, to save us all. Who is this child? Well, the text says he's a king who will rule over us, who will have absolute authority, which was good news and astounding news for the people living in Isaiah's lifetime. The contemporary kings of Judah had been disasters. They had been very poorly advised. But this child that was going to be born, he would be a wonderful counselor. The kings of Judah had been powerless in warfare. But this child would be called Mighty God. The kings of Judah had been anything but fathers to their people, but this child would grow to become an everlasting father. The kings of Judah achieved neither peace nor prosperity, but this child would be the Prince of Peace. Isaiah portrays a king who will not be a failure in any one of these respects. And he casts a vision of God Himself coming down and freeing His people, redeeming His people, ending strife and chaos, dispelling darkness. God Himself would rule over them. And all would be well. All would be well. Look in Isaiah chapter 60. I'm going to start reading in Isaiah chapter 60 with verse 1. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." Then down in verse 19, "The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end." Think about what that's telling us. God would dispel the darkness with His own glorious presence. Nations will notice and be drawn to the light. And it's saying that when the light of Christ dawns in your life, it should do the same thing. It is the presence of Jesus that will make all the difference in our lives, especially during this dark time. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Aransas County, I want you to know that though things seem very dark right now, though things appear to be very chaotic right now, and it may actually get worse in the coming days, we don't know. I want you to know that the light is coming. Easter is near, and the risen and victorious Lord Jesus Christ is ready to give you new life. Remember this, resurrection is coming to Aransas County. That's why I asked you to turn on some Christmas lights at your house right now as a sign of hope for the new life that is coming to us at Easter. We want to shine the light of hope, the light of Christ during this dark time. Resurrection, new life is coming to all of us in Aransas County. Let's prepare our hearts now. Let's prepare our lives now for the coming of Jesus Christ our Lord. And let's keep our eyes fixed on the horizon, waiting for the light to dawn. Can you not wait 1 hour watching for our Savior? In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." My friend, let me ask you, is there darkness and chaos in your life right now, swirling all around you? Does it feel like the darkness is about to overwhelm you? Perhaps there is darkness not just around you, but inside of you, in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit. It feels like the chaos is overwhelming and perhaps about to take over in some respects. I believe that the light is coming, and I believe the place to look for it is in your heart, because that is where the Lord said that He would be. And the light will shine within you and dispel not only the darkness within you, but will also push back against the darkness around you during this time. In life, there is darkness and chaos. It's too much for us to control on our own, but it is never beyond God's control. God spoke and light dawned, dispelling the darkness. He promised that He will do it again, and that is the source of our hope as we watch for the light. That light is a person. He is Jesus Christ, and you can know Him today. Let's pray. Lord, we want to confess that while the darkness seems to be overwhelming, not only around us, but also within us, we recognize that You are light. You are the source of light and life. And we ask that You would come and shine in our hearts, in our minds, in our actions, and in our words. We ask that You would push back against the darkness that is all around us during this time. Lord, until that light shines, we have hope, and we will not turn away from You. We will turn to You and keep our eyes on the dawn, watching and waiting for You to finish what You have started. I pray, Lord, that You would send light into all of Aransas County and beyond, that You would encourage those who are seeking You out during this time. Help them to go one more day watching and waiting for You. We look hopefully to Resurrection Sunday, when new life will come to all of us and I pray that through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you would bring new life to everybody in Aransas County. May light shine in darkness, and may your will be done in the lives of those who are watching. I pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.